Mawanda John Williams has been selling pineapples in South Sudan for 12 years now. Williams says he buys pineapples in central Uganda, which he sells in Gumbo Market. He says closing the Karuma Bridge for rehabilitation will present an obstacle to his business.
If we bring that vehicle right now full of pineapples, we can't even get profit of one egg. But still, that profit is what we are going to add on the other money for the fuel of the 50 liters which we must save. And right now, it's as if it's a coincidence, whereby even when you go back to Uganda, it's raining seriously.
Ahmad Ansoboga, a Ugandan national who sells watermelons in Gumbo Market, says he worries about the future of his business with the bridge closure. He says alternative routes for traveling to Juba could be expensive.
I cannot guarantee that in 2 days I would arrive here. If I move well, I could reach in 3 days. But if the car gets spoiled on the way, I would take 5 days under repair. A watermelon, whenever it is on the car, it heats up because of the carpet. So the faster it arrives, it's what sells it. If it's brought in time, it is still fresh. But if it takes 3 days on the road, then it will get spoiled.
Lubega Charles, a Ugandan national who sells tomatoes in Gumbo Market, says traders have already started feeling the effect of the Karuma Bridge closure. He says the government of South Sudan should work on the Juba-Nimule Highway so that traders can import goods quickly.
We want to call the government of South Sudan and Uganda to, first of all, to help the problem of the road. Our vehicle to move very well, even our things. Even the problem of dollar. They don't know how the government has done. They can help us in the problem of dollar. Don't know, but it's also effect.
Akol Madok, head of economics department at the University of Juba, is calling on both governments of Uganda and South Sudan to work together to speed up repairs to the Karuma Bridge.
There will be delay in imports of goods from Uganda, from Kenya, all the way to South Sudan. And that means it's even going to double the transport costs for the goods being transported to South Sudan. That means if transport costs is doubled, then they will also have to double the prices. Because of this long route and the delay and all this, it will lead to shortage of goods in the market in South Sudan.
According to Uganda National Roads Authority, UNRA, Karuma Bridge will be closed to all lorries, trailers and large buses starting May 6, 2024 until early August. Minibuses carrying up to 28 passengers will be allowed to use the bridge. Motorists from Kampala heading to South Sudan will use Luwero, Kafu, Masindi and Para to connect to Pakwach or Gulu via Oluyo. Several media houses in Uganda have reported an increase in the fares for people traveling to northern Uganda. For VOA News, I'm Dennis Logonyi reporting from Juba.